Turn with me to John's Gospel at the chapter 19 and at the verse 38. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. I was thinking of Christ's poverty. But then I thought amazingly of Christ's riches. At his birth, the treasures of the Far East were brought to him by the wise man. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And then we come to the end, and he's now dead. And his life of humiliation is over. He's going to rise again in newness of life, never to die again, having died once, and put away the sin by the sacrifice of himself. But he must have been rich when the wise men brought their gifts. But here is Nicodemus. And Nicodemus brought him a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. A pound was 10 ounces. So that was the weight. And as one commentator says, it would have taken 2 men to accompany him in order to carry the weight. And the value of this gift that he brought was over 1,000 pounds, which was a reckoning in his day. And of course, that would be long and far above that. I want you to see that man. He came once by night, but he got the light. And this time, he came boldly. He wasn't hiding now. I wonder why. Because into his heart had come the message of the gospel. Amen. You see, Nicodemus knew all about the Old Testament. He knew all about the offerings. He knew all about the sin offering and the burnt sacrifice. And in his heart, there had dawned something, that this offering is an offering that I need to preserve. So I'm going to use all this. And let me tell you something. All the numbers in Scripture are correct. You should always mark them. There's something very unique about the numbers of Scripture. Well, if Joseph was there, that's one person. If Nicodemus was there, that's 2 persons. And if he needed 2 men to carry it, that's 4. 4 in Scripture is the number of the world. And so around that cross, on the top of the hill Calvary, when those men drew the nails, separated Christ from the cross and brought him down, the whole world looked on. Satan made melody in hell and rejoiced. But my, there was going to be a great rejoicing on the third day.
Hallelujah.
Christ was going to rise again. And all the grave clothes and the bound them in the grave clothes were all left behind. He didn't need any money from man or any sweet-selling sense of man. How beautiful the Lord was when he arose. The sweetness of crimson blood that he shed for you and me.
Hallelujah.
Who is he that cometh from Edom with dyed garments? The dyed garments of the Son of God. He was rich. For our sakes he became poor, that we, through his poverty, might be rich. As you handle the bread, remember it's a type of his body. As you handle the cup, remember the wine is a type of his blood. And let us say, Lord, show us riches far more than any man could bring you. And the Lord will say to you, I want your life. I want your soul. I want your all. Amen. It's in the riches of his people that Jesus sees of the travail of his soul and is satisfied. Think of him satisfied with you and me, rebels from the pit. He set his love upon us. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. May God help us to really worship him today. Some brother will offer prayer in thanksgiving for the bread upon the table. Amen. Praise God.
Amen, Lord.
Oh, blessed be the name.